We're back with Mr. Bert Rutan, and we're going to shift gears away from Spaceship Two, although I could talk about that for another week.
Yes, we could.
They'll kick me off the air. We're hoping that you've become involved in Electric Flight. We heard that you're a fan of the concept. Thoughts, feelings, misgivings?
Well, actually, I'm giving a talk about Electric Flight tomorrow at their symposium.
Okay.
I think, do you know where that's held? I'm still trying to find out where it is.
We'll find out for you.
Something like a Founders deal.
Founders Wing and
the
museum.
Yeah, do you know where that is?
That's over at the museum, I believe.
Is that where they used to do the restorations of the airplanes? Okay,
yep,
I can find that.
So. Yep.
God, I hope they didn't take that out and not do restorations anymore.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Restorations, that's a very important thing, preserving the past for the future.
Yeah. So Electric Flight...
I'm not a good one for talking about things that we'll do in the future.
Okay.
And that's always been true. You know, folks didn't know much about the Very Easy before it flew overhead here from California in 75, and we generally don't talk about things that we aren't out there after flight tests.
So it sounds like you don't have anything in the mill right yet.
Well, I just
you don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to be talking about ideas, generic ideas, applications.
Okay.
For electric airplanes. And I think some of them are very compelling, very interesting. We need another order of magnitude better batteries before we do practical airplanes that compete alongside of the airplanes out here on the flight line.
I agree with that.
But there are some applications that are interesting. For example, I would hope that... have you ever seen the evening air show at Oshkosh?
Not the night air show, no. I mean the air show after
I'm just talking about the air show that's at 4 or 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it back in the 70s?
No. I'm afraid I was a little young back then, but
we hadn't even heard of this place back in the 70s.
It looked a lot like it does now. You know, maybe you got thrown in somebody who straps a jet engine to the landing gear of his Waco.
Yes, that was unusual.
But in general, the noisy biplane aerobatics haven't followed along with technology like they could have. And all you have to do is go and look at these demonstrations or contests where they do electric aerobatics indoors with model airplanes and step back and realize, wow, that can be scaled up.
Oh, man.
There's no limits on how you can scale up an electric airplane. And imagine doing those kind of maneuvers in an Oshkosh air show. That's actually feasible now to do that.
Yeah, that could be done.
I'm not just talking about having an airplane that has electric power that can go and do the maneuvers that you see a pit special doing. And that's real easy because electrics, if they're short range, I mean, air shows is only like 4.5 minutes that they do. So you could easily do that with off-the-shelf electrics. But what I'm talking about is something different, and that is doing the types of maneuvers that are wacky, weird, and wonderful, amazing, and to see that done with electric. I'll make a prediction now that in the next few years you'll see the air show transformed here like it hasn't been in 40 years. Transformed because of a electric powered reversible pitch propellers.
I knew it, V pitch prop.
Yes.
There'll be low wing loading, extremely light. They won't fly on the real windy days, but out there on a nice calm day, You'll see something that's new, different, exciting, and will make people say, listen, I haven't been to Oshkosh for a while, but I got to go and see that.
Oh, yeah. I can just see a Sonics with doing 3D with a V-pitch prop.
Don't laugh with the battery technology.
Well, it won't be a Sonics. It'll be very specialized airplanes.
So you're saying that Sonics is still too heavy.
I just think that what you need to do is to look at the potential of a propulsion system,
right,
and then build an optimized airplane around it instead of put it on an existing airplane.
Right, it'd be a purpose-built airframe.
It'd be from the ground up, all new design.
Yeah, well, the electric is, I mean, more power, no problem, more batteries.
Well, let's put it this way. When you see it, it'll be an enormous surprise.
I'm sure it will be. It'll definitely gain headlines here, if not all over the world.
Well, that's one thing that you, if you've flown models, you realize the power to weight ratios are insane in models, and we haven't been able to do that in the real world yet, except for the Turbo Raven. That was the only thing that
Wayne
came
Hanley's
close,
airplane.
That had a lot of technical issues with the engine.
Well, there are some guys out here that have 400 horsepower in pit specials. They're getting close, but they're right on the edge of engine technology there. They're going to start breaking things if they push for any more horsepower out of them, for sure.
But when you look at the lousiest 3D model can outperform the best aerobatic in terms of roll rates, in terms of maneuverability and things like that.
And keep in mind with electric, it's just as easy, if not easier, to put many engines on it than it is one.
Oh, yeah.
That's
true. So this business of, for example, if you have four propellers, you can do maneuvers at any speeds, including zero, that where the torque is canceled. So you don't have those issues. And then if you really want to do a torque roll, you do it on two motors with the others in reverse. And you do a real sound of freedom, folks.
Yep, F-16.
So there's some potentials there that are just mind-boggling. And I've got an opinion that this is not going to be that hard to do. And I think you're going to see a lot of it, but I could be wrong. I've made bad predictions before. I know in the mid '90s, I was over here in the theater in the trees.
Yeah, theater in the woods.
Theater in the woods. And I predicted we'd do somebody would do a space flight in the evening air show at Oshkosh, and that prediction turned out to be wrong.
Oh, I don't know. You're still here. You might.
It could still.
You
happen.
Might surprise us.
You never know.
You can't believe the scowls that I got from the FAA folk when I suggested doing that.
That's their job.
But remember, the FAA regulators are servants. The government works for the people in this country, and if that's what we want, we can ask them to make it happen.
Well, it's time we started asking.
Yep, and we need to go to break. But just real quick, I just wanted to say one thing, Bert. Do you realize that when the space shuttle flies its final mission, that you're going to be the only American capable of putting a man in space at all?
Not true. It is true that Elon Musk won't quite be there when that happens. And my spaceship that could do that is hanging next to the Spirit of St. Louis in the museum, and I think they'd scream like hell if we asked to pull it out of there.
Excuse me, can we borrow that for
so
a second?
my antique spaceship is not flying now, and
wow, antique.
And it'll be a little while before we can. Before we can do that with Spaceship Two, but you're right. There'll be some months that there'll be nothing in the country, and either Elon Musk or us will come back and fix that.
And fix it, right?
Yeah,
that's the honor flight going out.
737. Well, sir, thank you for joining us and taking time out of your schedule.
Bert, we really appreciate it. We really do.
God, you let me off pretty easy today.
Well, I wasn't planning on beating you up. That's not my job.
No.
Okay.
We want to enlighten people, not put you through the ringer.
I thought I'd be bloodied.
No, come on. Do we look like we're capable of that?
Okay.
All right.
All right. I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bert. Okay,
this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.